Blog Talk Radio.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things.
Woo!
All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you. Blessings coming, but he had to get you ready for it. Yes, sir. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Come on, say. Say it again now. And my people say.
God can do it.
He can do it.
Woo! You can't give up now. Hey, what are we talking about?
Talking about all things.
Hallelujah.
All the big and the small things.
God can.
God can do all things.
Yes, he can. I don't know about you. I have to hear this again. Don't get mad. Don't hang up. But you better know.
I know you got some questions.
That you can do all things.
What's the hardest thing you're going through?
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, God can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said God can do all things.
Not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it.
Let's go.
Talking about all things. Woo! All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yes.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things.
See the blessings coming.
All the big and the small.
To get you ready for it.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yes, sir.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive.
What are we talking about?
He's a good God. He's a good
Okay, so here I'm going. We haven't been here for a minute. So good evening. Good evening. I know we probably lost some callers because of this, but good evening. My mic was muted. Pastor Terry, just call me. Please confirm that you can hear me, and I will begin again. Please forgive me. I know you heard the clapping. I know you heard the music. But let me get a confirmation from Pastor Terry. Pastor Terry, can you hear me now?
I can hear you well, family. Amen.
Thank you for that acknowledgement. Yeah. Amen. Well, family, God bless you guys tonight. We are here with Man Up the Movement, and our discussion tonight is Faith in Action, the Boys to Men Conference. Yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion to keep it real and to keep it up to date. Amen. Not only myself, but you can join the discussion. That's the truth that we're trying to reach, and I know that we've been really struggling. We've been really going through some things, and we're not really accurate to where we should be. And that's why we call this conference, that we can all level up together, that we can all start to communicate together. And when we're learning to build things, I know it has to become the same sound, the same words, the same action, the same moment. So we're calling all men to know that first man up. And Boys to Men simply means that now is our time to fight. That we're taking personal responsibility for our own life. We're no longer relying on our personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. And our steps are ordered by the Lord. We are walking in purpose with God. We are holding ourselves accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I have to say the credo through the I Am principle. But watch this. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Jesus Christ who has strengthened me. Amen. Come on, let's celebrate him this evening as we give him one more praise. Come on, clap your hands as you praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank you guys that have around with diligence and I love communication and hitting the button that you couldn't hear me. But now that we are on track, this is where we really are having a discussion of where we're going. God has instructed us to do this conference wide open, no keynote speakers, but we are all joining together on joint speaking. I want you out there that may be listening, haven't heard about Faith in Action, Boys to Men being on that takes place on June 16th. 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock is registration. 1 to 5, 5:30 is the conference, which will be breaking bread together, communicating together, and loving on one another. But you need to register. I'm going to give this announcement several times through this broadcast tonight that you need to register. We're trying to get numbers so we can know all of the capacities of the shirts and the gift bags and our meal, that it will be prepared with more than enough. Say more than enough. You already know how we do it here at P2P. And now in partnership with Los Angeles County Mental Health Department, Volunteers of America, Chase Bank, the Reverence Project, Raising Cane's. Come on, y'all know Raising Cane's come through for us all the time. And Caltrans, another new vendor that we're partnering with. And then Anti-Violence Ventures is also one of our key supporters. But we're still would turn no one away. So if you wanted to sow and to contribute to this dynamic, oh, my God, I'm excited. I'm ready to go right now. But if you are wanting to sow into this dynamic conference for us men, June 16th is still available. You can donate on my Cash App, which is $PSTR2K1. And please put a note on, I want to buy cups. I want to buy some sweets. I want to help. Whatever it is God puts on your heart tonight. Do not think just because I mentioned off some several hard hitters that we're still not in need to make this thing an event that to be remembered. Now, number one thing we want to say about this event is it's not a one-time deal. This is a continual movement and collaboration of us men that we move forward with relationships, with bonds, and with communication with each other that we can now continue to go forward every day, not just once a year. Not just twice a year, not just quarterly, but that we can continue day by day. And if you're in question of what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about employment, education, college preparation. We're going to have an open panel discussion, which means we're all going to be the keynote speakers. We'll be talking about entrepreneurship, conflict resolution, health and wellness, focus groups that will now break off into those areas, spirituality and finances. And we have some dynamic men donating their time to this event. No one's getting paid. We're using every dime that's been collected, that's been donated, to go forward on everything we need to be an excellent. And you know we are going to do this thing, and we're going to do this thing right. So we want you to be a part of it, and we want to hear your voice in that. Now, my brother out there that's saying, I just heard about it. Why didn't I get a chance? Well, we have one meeting, one last meeting, June 10th, this Saturday, at P2P, Community Development, the Now Church, East Tees, and the facility. Let's call it the facility. We're meeting here at the facility, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, Long Beach, this Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and we begin promptly. And that meeting only will last 1 hour because we will end promptly. But in that time, we're going to do our final planning, and maybe someone's out there listening to me right now or through the rest of this week through the archives that want to connect with us and say, hey, can I help? Can I do? We're not turning anyone around. It's not too late. This is our final week and a half before that time, and we're ready to go forward, and we're ready to do things in excellence. So, come on, get involved. Go ahead, go to Eventbrite. All you have to do is search Faith in Action Boys to Men, and that boys is with the Z. Boys to Men, it'll come right up. You'll see that Pastor Edward Hamilton is the creator of that. Go ahead and register today, and guess what? Here's the biggest thing, free. Every God is going to provide everything we need to spend this time together and have a great time and enjoy one another. So I know I've invited some of my brothers to get on board, and if you're out there, I need you to dial one. Come on up into the queue that we can begin to talk and begin to collaborate on what we have been talking about. But until then, I want to just kind of break it down a little bit, because I know we just listened to this dynamic song, and you see I played it twice, so I must really like it. But it's just the reminder that God can do all things. Let that settle down. God can do all things. That still takes me out of the equation, because without God, that takes me out of any kind of power role, because without God, that takes me out of any of those stereotypes that are put out of being narcissists and overruling and overbearing and over this. We want to bind those spirits, because everything must be done in one and everything must be done together. But we know that not only for me and not only for you, only God can do all things. And you have to understand that even in this conversation that we're going to talk about right now before we call in our brothers, is that the statement Paul made in Philippians chapter 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, was not because he was on the top of the mountain. Ooh, I know. We've never went in depth in this. I know we have, but I know you may have not heard it go in depth like that. But Paul was actually in chains and bondage and was not free. But he still had the ability in his spirit to know where he came from. Because our strength, my brother, my sister, and anyone under the sound of my voice is from the Lord. But watch this. Verse 12 of Philippians chapter 4, it says, I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. See, first of all, you're going to be either one way or another, and we have to now make a decision how to operate, whether I'm in sickness or whether I'm in health. We have to know how, my brother, we really have to get this. These are the kind of messages and the really kind of conversation we have to have next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, is that we really must know how to operate and through all situations. James, favorite scripture is that there's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations. But he says, count it joy when you fall through various trials and tribulations. So we have to first identify that it's going to be one way or another. That is not a curse. It's not God. What did God do? Why did the devil? That is life. We are going to be forced with obstacles in our lives that are either going to give us life or try to take death. That's where it comes for us to know how to be one way in all ways. Oh, let me say that again. To be one way in all ways. What is that? I know how to be abased. I know how to be crucified. I know how to be abound. I know how to be full. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. This is not a man talking to us that has a pocket full of money and has mansions and all of the harems and everything that are offered to the world at his disposal. Us men, and my sister, you know, God is no respecter of person. So just because I keep using the word men, because this is man up, we still talking to each other. But watch this. As long as we do not recognize and identify, oh my God, that there is an abound and there is an abased. That there is a full and there is a hungry. There is an abound and there is a suffer. But we have to have strength to go through these things. These first two scriptures, verse 12, is the what we be strengthened for. Now watch this. When some of us are full, everybody can tell. Oh, I'm going to hit somebody with this one. And they can really tell when we're hungry. See, that's not being in order with the strength and the power of God, because Paul was in a bad, a basic situation, still knew how to be bound in it. He was in a hungry situation, but he knew how to be full. He knew how to be abound and to suffer at the same time, and knew this. Watch this. Because I can do all, and I put the can, but 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you have shared my distress. See, we do not discard people praying for us and covering us and not disrespecting, but still, I still have to know how to be strong in the Lord. There's a scripture that says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6, verse 10. This is our call for faith in action, boys to men, finally. In my time of discussion, it's going to be about the word finally. I don't care where you're at today. I don't care where you were yesterday. I don't care what you just did. I don't care where you may be a week from now when we get to the conference. Finally, you must make a decision to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Well, a brother may come up and say, hey, man, you know, I believe in God, but I'm not a Christian. Hey, man, whatever you believe in, you must be strong in him and in the power of him and not yourself. Oh, well, I don't believe in God. Well, you believe in something because something pushed you. You better be strong in that and more than yourself. Someone may come and say, I'm this, I'm that. Well, whatever it is you are, and we're going to accept everybody for who you are, but as men, we must say that we must be stronger in that power than ourselves. Now, I'm going to make the disclosure for everybody who knows me. I am only who I am, and I only have this opportunity to speak this word because of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my everything, my first, my last, my beginning and my end, my knees bow, my tongue confess, my life live for him. And I can't do nothing without him, and I won't do nothing without him. And without him, I won't see the Father. Now, that's my disclosure. But that's what I'm sold out to. You may not be sold out to that. You ain't got to come over here with me, and I'm going to offer you and keep the door open. But stay where you at, but be strong in you. I mean, be strong in that more than yourself. And know that now you think about others first. Because whatever name you put on it, I know it's Jesus. But just for those that may be in another name state, I can do all things through whatever you believe in. You must change the way you think about how you're in charge instead of something greater than you that is already set in school. And I pray everybody under the sound of my voice believes in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of this broken world. And that when he comes, it's the only way to the Father. But if you're not, I'm saying you still are important. This is important for you to be strong in something greater as it is me. But my call and my push to everybody is to come to a final mark. No, not the end of the road, the start and the beginning of your new way of living, of operating, and interacting. My brothers, we got to interact. We got to spend time together. We got to go eat together. We got to do something. We must spend time together. We got to go to church together. If we're ever going to stop the violence in this world, the reason why we want to talk about conflict resolution, the reason why we want to talk about health and wellness, the reason why we want to talk about spirituality is because communities must change, but they can only change through us. Continue to ask the question, well, she ain't gonna let me lead no more. You don't have to be given permission to lead. All you have to do is do what you called to do. And I guarantee you, if you're doing it the way God called you, people will follow. Oh, well, let me just put in the plus. Because he says if he's lifted up, all men will be drawn into me. You think they following you? No, they following him through you because you're willing to follow him. Or for the brother out there on the other side to follow something greater than yourself. And we can all agree on this right now. Big and bad, all promoted, educated out, there is still somebody over you and you will always mind somebody. Why not just slow down and let's learn how to mind what we can control? Yes, them voices at night that's telling you, no, that wasn't nice. That wasn't, you should have went another way. And we already met, because I'm one of them. I done went so far. I can't, I got to, I done said I'm so bad. I done said I'm all that. I can't back up. I can't retract. I'm going to be sorry if I say I'm sorry. Enough of that. We have to hold up and hold accountable to our own actions. This is finally my time to take control of my own life. Finally my time to take control of my own situations. And finally my time to get my spirituality and my own growth going so I can grow with you. That's why it's important that we come together. That's why this conference ain't about no part. Yes, we gonna play music. Yes, we gonna wine and dine. Yes, we gonna love on each other. But we are there to join and connect with one another. Nope, come on out. Ain't no long sermons. Oh, come on out. Ain't no long courses. Go, come on out. It ain't no. No, we are gonna spend time together. And our ultimate goal is that we start to listen. So we be looking at each other like, and we'll do it again. And don't play. We'll be faith in action every Saturday morning and grow this thing as far as we can grow it. But that's what this initial start must be, is a kickoff of unity, of oneness, togetherness, and purpose. We can't come to play. We can't come just to, you know, act like we all that. We got to come real, ready, and available to change. And there's going to be job opportunities there. There are going to be networking and partnering. There are going to be giants there that could be the answer to probably what you need to go where you're going. But you got to first, and I must first, humble myself and know that my strength must come from something greater than me. Let's quit. Nothing can hold us back. No no's in the room. No disgruntles in the room. We are full force going forward. June 10th, this Saturday, is our final meeting, and I need all my brothers to come, which is shirt size. Now, if you're not part of the team, and you can be part of the team, just be here this Saturday. But if you've been a part of this team throughout this process, come Saturday, I need your shirt sizes, because you'll have your shirt before the conference. Then we'll have shirts at the conference for every person there. Woo, God is good. Oh, we're going to eat good together too. We have a great meal prepared, ready to go forward. We are going to break bread together and have a great time. And we have some powerful people in the room. Call you. We got some dynamic people in the room. Call you. And we got some other people on the other side. Call you. That we can all become we. That we ultimately become one, that now we can make a change. Let's do this thing. Come on, dial one if you're in the queue. I already see one that ready to go, and I don't know your numbers by heart, so I'm going to say the first three and the last four bring you into the conversation. But come on, let's talk about it. Faith in action, boys to men. Area code 424, last four, 3443. Come on in.
All right, this is Brother Armstrong.
What's up, brother?
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes,
how's it going, man of God?
Hey,
man, listen,
I'm in the house.
Man, listen, I'm so excited about this. You know, there's nothing like you saying men coming together, you know. Some things that you just shared that really stuck out to me. And I wanna start off with this. You know, conflict resolution begins always with accountability. When you have people surrounding you that can keep you accountable, you'll find your greatest strength. You know, one of the things I realized, this is not something that you would, God didn't create you to do this thing by yourself. He created us. He placed us in the body of Christ so our strength can come from one another. And so when you have people around you that will keep you lifted up, keep you accountable, keep you focused, you know, the Bible says Jesus set his face like a flint. You know, I believe we as men, if we set our face like a flint, we have other men around us to keep us accountable, you know, we can get a lot of stuff accomplished. The second thing is humility. The second thing, not only the first one is accountability, but the second thing is humility. When you need help, you got to humble yourself and reach out to other brothers. You got to reach out to other men. You know, this pride, this ego that we as men, we got to put that aside. That thing got to die. We got to lay that aside now, because you have to realize your greatest promotion comes through your humility. And I believe that God has surrounded us with men of God that's going to help us to stay in that place of humility. The third thing is integrity. You got to be a man of integrity. Conflict resolution begins with integrity. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. And I believe one of the reasons why that is because he was a man of integrity. He's a man that you got to be honest with yourself. You can lie to everybody else, but you got to learn how to be honest with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You might say, well, I got it all together, when you really don't. You know what I'm saying? And the last one is, you ready for this? Transparency. Transparency. You got to be transparent. You know what I'm saying? It's time for us, the men, to come out the cave. I'm going to say it again. It's time for the men to come out the cave. If there's an area where you're struggling, there's an area where you ain't got it all together, you got to just be real, because you'll find out that your greatest victory is coming when you can be real and say, you know what, I'm struggling with this. I haven't arrived. I'm going through right there. And that's where you'll find your greatest strength, your greatest power come. And I'm telling you, I believe that in this new season, with accountability, humility, integrity, and transparency, man, you're going to see some of the greatest things happen with the men. I believe that we're going to see, and I believe this prophetically, that we're going to see even some of the greatest men of God coming out of the prison, coming out of the closet, coming wherever, and they are going to begin to rise up and take that place that God has placed. Amen.
Yay. Ooh, my God, that's what I'm talking about. See, we're looking for results. And those key elements right there can hold us all there. And that's, the number one is, because, you know, I draw this off, and I may make fun of it sometime the way I bring it, but in Matthew 18, I could just imagine the conversation between the disciples, because when they went to Jesus, they were asking him, who's going to be the greatest in heaven? They weren't talking about Elijah. They weren't talking about Moses. They were talking about themselves, because they've been hanging around with heaven. And they had got to this point where they were there arguing. They say, who's going to be the greatest? And he looked, he got the child. He said, come here. Child came humbly, sat him in the midst of them. He said, unless you are humble as a little child, you won't get in. Mm. See, their focus was on the greatness of what heaven had instead of being able to get in. That's what happens when us as men humble ourselves. Like you said, integrity. That last one, transparency. We got to be real with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to know that we can trust
each
other.
You know, one more thing I want to say.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one more thing I want to say. You know, notice when you study, when you read the scripture carefully, you confess your sins to God, but the Bible says confess your faults one to another.
To another.
See, a lot of times we try to hide some things that we need to be confessing one to another. And I'm telling you, there's another level of maturity that God is going to give to us as men when we learn to do that. You know,
we
confess our fault one to another. That's so important. Listen, you will find you overcoming some serious obstacles when you can go to your brother and says, man, listen, I'm going through in my marriage. I haven't been a good father to my children, you know?
Right, right.
We see so many women raising children by themselves. It's time for us men to rise up and take responsibility.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, amen. But let me say this, because I have in the counseling and in the conflict resolution with us men, one of the things that we have a problem is that some were transparent with brothers that use their information against them. And why families were taken, because I told him I was having a problem with my wife, and he went through and took what I said against me. It's just certain things, and that's why this conference is so important, to build back the trust, that this is
absolutely
a fellowship of trust. And if you know me, you tell me anything. I'm I ain't gonna tell nobody. Now, if I got something to say, I'm gonna tell you first. And if it gets out to other people, that's the way it is. But when it comes to confidentiality, I think we have to be more close to that. And it ain't about snitching. And I want to take that word out because some people are like, well, for me not to tell, I'm not telling on somebody who confided in me in their truth. I'm keeping it a secret as they asked me to in confidence that they can trust me. Snitching is when you tell for your own ill-gotten good. We're going to keep that real. So us brothers have to get that all those kind of stereotypes out of this thing, and that's going to be so dynamic having my brother there, the prophet, having all the other brothers there that are willing to pray and intercede throughout this, because believe me, there are going to be people you never would imagine to be there. You're going to be people you thought that you would think looking for suits and ties. No, we come in kicking it, relaxed, laid back, and we are going to really, really, really get down to it. Now, I'm going to keep your line open, Prophet, but I want to invite any of the other brothers that I have invited to come on in. I know a couple of you that showed up. Dial one, come on in. Let's talk, get in the conversation. Don't just leave it to us, but I'm going to continue to dialogue with Prophet David Armstrong as we go forward. And on top of that, my brother, we got a moment to go ahead and share. Friday night is number one night of what? Now, with the Now Network, transforming lives now, right?
That's right. Come on now.
Come on. Tell them about it, man. Tell them to be here Friday night while we got a minute.
Listen, June 9th, be here sharp because, listen, one of the things that we're going to be sharing is we're going to be building that foundation. And listen, the foundation always begins with faith. Remember, faith is now. And so when you come on the Now Faith Network, you got to understand everything that God's going to do in your life, he's going to do it right now. Not next week, not next month. He's going to do it now. And I'm telling you, if you want to grow in faith, if you want to grow in power, you want to grow in the presence of God by allowing God to deal with some errors personally in your life, you need to get on June 9th, Friday, every second and fourth Friday. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be powerful revelation from the Word of God that you're going to see the Holy Spirit is going to open up your eyes to a whole nother way of reading your Bible. Amen.
Oh, it got kicked off this past Friday. I've been getting all kind of reviews, and it was dynamic that you step right into the same flow of this network, and people all across the country are wondering about you. We've shared your website with a few, and I know we wanted this Friday to get out the information on your Saturday prayer and other things. And I want to say this, and anyone knows me, is that this network is built to share information. It's not just
That's
to get
right,
you to come
amen.
Here and listen to what we have. We the people that we're connected with in covenant are trustworthy. I would tell you to go and get up in the morning and listen to the prophetic line with Prophet and his dynamic wife, Kathy. If less, I trust it. And I know the word is going to be the same. It's going to be confirming. So we're here to share information, to share you that you don't have to just be sitting there watching or scrolling through YouTube or whatever. You can be somewhere live and with people who are really caring and want to achieve the same thing, oneness. Come on, dial one. Y'all scared tonight. I know I got a couple of my partners out there. There's too many of y'all out there. You better dial one, come into the conversation.
Come on in, y'all. Come on in.
So, my brother, continue. I know we are.
Oh.
There is no lack of us having communication. But go ahead. Hit another point.
Yeah. Let me give another point. Another point is vision. Vision is so important. The Bible says, without vision, the people perish. Vision is going to take men further than where we're presently at. Because what we do, we don't see, we only look at our present situation. We don't see what God is doing in the future, what God's doing ahead of us. And I really believe that when God gives a man vision, he can see past his circumstance. He can see past his situation. You know, the Bible says, listen, the eyes of our understanding must be enlightened. See, when the eyes of your understanding become enlightened and you start seeing stuff in the spiritual realm, then things in the natural realm doesn't faze you no more. And I'm telling you that in this season, God is going to give you vision. you're going to see some things differently. You're going to respond to some things differently. You're going to have a different outlook, a different perspective concerning things that you're dealing with. And I'm telling you, you're going to see change. Because right now, we as men, we're crying out for change. But listen, God is going to put some action to it now. Some stuff that you're not just going to have knowledge about. You're going to actually now take the word and you're going to apply it now. You're going to walk this thing out. And I'm telling you, you're going to see you overcome an obstacle, impediment, devils, people, religion, all those things. And I'm telling you, because you got vision. And so I'm declaring to every man on his line that get ready for vision. And if you're a woman on here, I'm telling you, God is releasing vision right now. Get ready to see things totally different. Amen.
Oh, my God. Yes, 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 yes. Now, many of our callers, and I want to say this, some carriers do not allow you to call in on this broadcast. I will say this, that if you can't get in and it tells you it's going to cost you a penny a minute, get in touch with me. I'll reimburse you. That's a dollar for the show. It's an hour show. I'll send you a dollar. Pay the dollar. I'll send you $2. But we want you to be a part of this broadcast. Don't let that be the hindrance that it tells you it's going to cost you 1 cent per minute. Well, 60 minutes is 60 cents. We will get you your reimbursements every show you call in. You need to be a part of this. Now, for those that can't do that, hit the link. In the message I sent out, there's a phone number. Then it says listen online. There's a link you can hit, and you'll hear everything we're talking about. You can't talk on the line, but just open up that line, and I put in there, type your comments here, Pastor E. If you're online, you should see that chat box on your online screen. Don't let there be a reason that you're not a part of this conversation. Area code 818, last 4, 8300. Come on, you live with Man Up the Movement. Let's talk. Look, some of us don't even know our own numbers no more. Area code 818, last 4, 8300. What's up, brother?
God. Oh, you can hear me now?
Oh, yes, sir.
Give thanks. My name is Sir. Good to hear your voice, Pastor E.
Sir Bailey.
Yes, man. Super excited about the conference, and more so, that you made this call. The meetings have been really good, and this call is really, really inspired. Holy Spirit inspired. And, you know, that, you know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, you know, that is the anointing. You know me well enough to know that,
yes, sir.
For me, that anointing of Christ really stands out in Isaiah 61. And we will rebuild the waste places, be repairs of the breach, you know, and those that come after us, because we believe in Christ, in the anointing.
Yes.
Man. So could you all say, I want to reach out to, I don't know if you guys hit to Madman's UNG Radio. They're on live right now. But I'd like to reach out to them, the address, time for the conference. And I look forward to seeing you guys this Saturday for the last planning meeting.
Yes, sir.
This film link, please send it. I'm going to do my best to be there in person.
Man, do a drive-by. Come get your shirt, though.
Bless up.
Yeah. Do a drive-by. Come get your shirt. And come hungry, because we always have snacks for everybody on that morning. Man, we're excited, man. Sir Bailey, I know you're doing great things out there, and just our collaborations together. And that's not even in the same places. And that's why I want you guys to know, some of us are working together and aren't even in the same places and spaces. We're working together by praying for one another, by supporting one another, sharing each other's information, and being there for each other supportively. And if we need to be there, we'll be there. But it's, you don't always have to commit to my event to support or commit to any of our events to support. Let's just start to support each other. And I believe we're going to make great, 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 great moves this next weekend.
I agree. I agree. Bless God.
Bless you, man. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Come on. I know it's a couple of more of my brothers out there. You in the way in the back. I see we are over 30. I got unlimited in the online, and I'm getting no chats. So if you want to comment through chat, I can ask, give your comment verbally. If you would like me to call you into the broadcast, I can also do that. It won't cost you a dime. But I need you to text me that number by my phone or text me through the chat that you would like to get on and talk. I can call you in through our board and get you in the conversation. Now we're going to break it open to the next level. Ladies, it's your time. I know you heard a lot of things tonight, and we want to also be very, 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 very absorbent to the things that we could share and that we know that you guys are praying for us for. And I know you're hoping for great things. You know, I'm a part of something this weekend, and it's my second year of being a part of Jones, the love conversation, the Where is the Love? And we'll be at the Love Jones Cafe in Inglewood this Sunday night, and that's going to be the conversation still, Where is the Love? I'm a moderator this year, so I'm just there to try to keep the conversations in the right spirit, but also give some insight spiritually and some of the experiences that I have went through that can help others that may be like me or used to be like me or one or the other and be a part. The love is what's the most important thing. It's so great that to be a part of that, to know how to talk about love with everybody. But men don't talk about that. And we have to talk about the love. We have to talk about how I can tell my brother, hey, man, I love you. Because I tell some of my homies, I love you, bro. And they'd be like, all right, same, man. All right, we good. You my boy, you know. And it's the same language, so I receive it. But we still have those borders and blocks up for not being transparent with one another. We want to do it. So, ladies, come on, dial one. We know you got some love for us. I know the first one, I'm going to throw you under the bus if you don't dial one. But come on in, Pastor Terry. Where you at? I saw you up here somewhere. I know she didn't leave me. No, she didn't. Pastor Terry, come on in and talk about man up, faith in action, boys to men.
Amen. You know, family, I'm over here just excited. You know, I know God is glorified to see the men coming together, taking, Jesus. Like you say, man up, you know, because we want to do things decently in order. God, man, woman, and children. And I'm just over here excited, saying glory to God. I'm taking notes. Prophet Armstrong, I have listened to you tonight. I wrote down those accountability, humility, integrity, and transparency. And you know what, Pastor Lee, I got stuck on that transparency because I said when I lost my nurse's license. But I said, I don't have nothing to be ashamed of being a child of God. As long as I'm doing his will, I have nothing to be ashamed of because I can hold my head up high because the confidence I have is in him. So glory be to God. And I heard Prophet David, I heard you say tonight, you said applying. Yeah, Pastor E said that last step of Fura, familiarity, understanding, revelation, and applying his word. I'm excited because you know what? This is giving the Now Network on the broadcast where people can call in, they can get online and listen and receive a word of God because I'm selective in who I listen to. But to receive the word of God freely, it's been given to us. So I say God bless you guys, God keep you guys, and you know I'm always praying for you, men of God, my family. Amen. Amen. I'm excited.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen, 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 amen. And then, you know, y'all going to see some of our ladies there through P2P that are going to be helping us serve and do the great work that God has called us to do. It's going to be dynamic. You want to be there. You want to bring somebody, invite somebody. It's free. It's free. This is Father's Day weekend. So on the 16th, Friday the 16th, the time that you can take off from work, you're going to be off that weekend anyway. You're going to get off early anyway, or take that off time.
PTO. PTO. Paid time off.
You call out
off.
Sick
yes.
for lesser things. You need yes. to be at this conference on June 16th. And watch how God brings us together. We have, and as I said, all of the people that are co-sponsoring, there's not one sponsor. Everybody's co-sponsoring. Now, we are head up by Los Angeles County Mental Health Department that this began. I'm a chair on the faith-based Service Area 6 panel, and I'm the chair of Boys to Men now, and we're working with them, and they have done great things for us. They are really, really, really excited to help us break the boundaries, and watch this, you're going to blow your mind, to now make a separation between medicine and healing. Oh, my
Amen.
God. I'm excited about this part. That's why I'm doing what we're doing, is because we're trying to break the bondage between medicine and healing.
And
God's going to do it. And we're going to build Amen. Healing circles. We're going to build spirituality. We're going to build businesses. We're going to build men. And you need to be a part of it. Come on. I know a couple more out there. Thank you so much, Pastor Terry. You always my go-to. Even though I throw you under the bus.
Much love.
Much love. Come on. Anybody else out there that wants to dial in? Now, you may be out there saying, hey, I just want to know more of how I could get there. Go to Eventbrite. All you have to search is Faith in Action Boys with a Z, number two, men. You'll pull it up. Go ahead and register. Get as many tickets as you want because they don't cost you a dime. But we really want to get our numbers where we know them exactly so we can be right on point and make sure that we have more than enough to continue and to go forward. And those that straggle in, which they will be more than enough for each and every one of us. Amen? Amen. Now, what I want to do now, we're about 5 minutes before the end of our broadcast, and this has been dynamic. I want to take this opportunity to give both of our stars tonight, Prophet David Armstrong and my brother, Sir, opportunity to give some closing remarks on what you can look forward with their presence being there. And that's why I say we're all, oh my God, we're all keynote speakers. There's nobody on the flyer. There's nobody on the billboard. But there's us as men coming together, willing to share freely. We're going to go with Prophet David first, Sir second, and then we'll close it out. Prophet, any closing remarks that you'd like to share?
Look, I'm showing up this coming Saturday. Listen, I'm coming to bring the love. I'm coming to embrace you with the love of God. I'm coming to edify you. I'm coming to encourage you. I'm coming to build you up. But main thing, I'm coming to love on you. One thing yeah. about me, I'm coming to love. You know, one thing about we as men, we need to learn how to love one another. We need to really do that. And I believe that as we come together, even this coming Saturday, because I'm coming to get my shirt, amen?
Come on, get your shirt.
Okay? But listen, I'm coming to get my shirt. I'm coming to fellowship. You know, this is one thing that we got to do, you know, as they did in the book of Acts. The Bible said they came daily, the breaking of bread, mm-hmm. the fellowship, things that we don't see the modern church doing. They did things in the book of Acts that we as the body of Christ have to do even more. And I just want to give this one last scripture for the men. You know, in Matthew 16, it says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, he asked his disciplined followers, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Listen, anytime you see in the scripture Jesus asking you a question, he wants a response. And that's all I'm going to say.
Man, you better watch out. It's coming back. It's coming back. And we need each other, and we need each other more and more and more. And the most important thing is you have to know you need help. You can't do it by yourself. I know I can't. I need your help. Thank you, Prophet. Sir, any closing remarks?
Man, thank you, Prophet. I'm excited about your excitement. I've never heard similar from, you know, people like Alonzo and MC Harris, so many different aspects. I'm excited to experience the Holy Spirit. I believe, you know, sounds like people are planning to prepare themselves with prayer and come full of the word, which is the sword. And so then I expect healing. I expect to see salvation. I think someone said it already in this poem, you know, that where Christ's name is lifted up, he draws all men unto himself, all people and children. I'm excited. You know, we just come out of Pentecost, and, you know, there's a lot of different revivals happening here in Los Angeles, and this definitely is one of them. So I thank you, Pastor E, for letting me be involved. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes.
That's what I say, too. Thank you, God, because, you know, you said, let you be involved. God, let us be involved. And I'm just grateful to be put in a place to be willing to work. And anybody else out there that's trying to do something, all you have to do is be willing to work. I want to say to each and every one of us brothers that you don't have to look for something that's already finished. I'm going to say that again. We're not here looking for something that we're looking to be finished. We're looking for something that's already been finished. And God's word says everything God has done is finished and complete. But he is looking for an account of our past that now we can see clearly who he intended me to be. Every day I wake up, every day I lay my head down, I search for that person he said he knew me before the foundation of the world. Every time I wake up, every time I lay down, I'm looking for that one. He said, I predestined you before the foundation. He said, I called your name. That's who I'm living up to every day to know who that is. You can do the same. Don't give up on you. Come to this conference. Watch us encourage you. Come on now. We're going to preach now. I got the preacher coming out.
No. Just saying, perfecting everything concerning us, you know.
Yes, everything.
The turnaround, everything. So just stay expecting. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you guys on. It's Friday. Good, I got that date.
The conference is Friday, June 16th. And Saturday, the 10th, we're going to be meeting for our final time. You know, we've been doing this for 8 months, and this is our final meeting. Oh, my God, I'm excited for this Saturday. Come on out. Bring a brother with you. Everybody is welcome. We're going to have a great time. Hey, family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Invite somebody. Share with somebody. Tag somebody on the flyer. You need them to be there, not for your sake, but for theirs. We need men. We need brothers. We need young men. And there is no age variance. We're looking from about 10 until, but we have some youth in our entrepreneur program, 8 and 9, that already set they already criteria up to 16 because of their willingness to grow. So bring them with you. Don't leave your kids at home. Bring your sons. Let them be a part of it. All of our brothers that are coming are bringing somebody. And I want to encourage you, if you're coming here to help and to assist, leave with it. I'm looking for 10 that identify with my ministry, with my business, with the trainings we're doing, with the things that we have available, our outreach and everything. My whole goal is to identify 10 that are willing to come and get help. And not me. God bless you guys. Love you, man. Have a great great evening, and we will definitely talk to you on Saturday, my brothers. Don't be late, because if you get here late, you know we'll be ending by the time you get here, and we're going to do it because we can do all things. Closing out.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain, talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, God can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said God can do all things.
the big and the small things.
Let's go.
God can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things.
Woo!
All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yes.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things.
See the blessings coming.
All the big and the small things.
But you had to get you ready for it. What are we talking about?
God can do all things.
Hey, Sharaba.
Hey.
Woo. He's a good God. He's a good God. Come on.